This is the July 13th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. We have 17 properties before us. The first property is case number 617 for property ID 31109000. The next is case number 656 for property ID 31079000. The next is case 657 for property ID 31084000. Case number 658 for property ID 30981000. Case number 659 for property ID 31081000. Case number 660 for property ID 31080000. Case number 661 for property ID 37912000. Case number 662 for property ID 502380000. Case number 663 for property ID 502382000. Case number 664 for property ID 502384000. Case number 665 for property ID 502386000. Case number 666 for property ID 503085000. Case number 667 for property ID 31074000. Case number 668 for property ID 31083000. Case number 669 for property ID 37913000. Case number 670 for property ID 37911000. And case number 671 for property ID 31108000. So the most of the properties are owned by CBC 1 LLC 19%. The only two exceptions to this are the first case 617, which is owned by CBC 40E LLC, and the last case, which is 671, which is owned by CBC 1 LLC et al. Board members present by video conference are John Rose, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant. As far as evidence goes, we did not receive supporting evidence from the appellant, just the initial submission. So I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there's no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the July 13th, 2023 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves 38 cases. The properties are all owned by Van Buren Evans W. Jr. Trustee 50%. The first is case number 618 for property ID 31093000. The next is case number 619 for property ID 31093001. Case 620 for property ID 31106000. Case 621 for property ID 31106001. Case 622 for property ID 31099000. Case 623 for property ID 31099001. Case 624 for property ID 31098000. Case 625 for property ID 31098001. Case number 626 for property ID 31103000. Case 627 for property ID 31103001. Case 628 for property ID 31092000. Case 629 for property ID 31092001. Case 630 for property ID 31105000. Case 631 for property ID 31105001. Case 632 for property ID 309-76000. Case 633 for property ID 309-76001. Case 634 for property ID 31102000. Case 635 for property ID 31102001. Case 636 for property ID 502-350000. Case 637 for property ID 502-360000. Case 638 for property ID 502-370000. Case 639 for property ID 503-041000. Case 640 for property ID 503-042000. Case 641 for property ID 503-050000. Case 642 for property ID 310-94000. Case number 643 for property ID 310-95000. Case 644 for property ID 310-97000. Case 645 for property ID 311-00000. Case 646 for property ID 311-07000. Case 647 for property ID 311-10000. Case 648 for property ID 310-90000. Case 649 for property ID 310-90001. Case 650 for property ID 310-91000. Case 651 for property ID 310-91001. Case 652 for property ID 310-96000. Case 653 for property ID 310-96001. Case 654 for property ID 311-01000. And the last one is case 655 for property ID 311-01001. As far as submissions for these cases, just the initial submissions were received, no supporting evidence to them. Board members present by video conference are John Rose, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one present for the assessor's office and no one present for the appellant, so I'll hand it back to the board.
Since there is no one present for either party, we'll make a decision based on the information available. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.